WRCL Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Well, the final games of the Richland Center Church League softball regular season will be played this evening, and games going on tonight include on the East Diamond at 7, Richland Baptist Temple 1 will be taking on Boscobel Assembly of God. St. Mary's will umpire that game. Also on the East Diamond at 8:15, it will be St. Mary's versus Bethel Lutheran. Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, it's the Mission against Richland Baptist Temple 2. Church of the Nazarene will umpire. And also on the West Diamond at 8:15, it's Free Methodist against Church of the Nazarene. The Mission will umpire. And the Church League tournament will begin on Tuesday, August 6. For more information about Church League softball, visit the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. The Atlanta Braves scored the first two runs last night at American Family Field, then watched the Brewers come roaring back to win 8-3. Milwaukee got homers from Willie Adames, Jackson Churio, and Reese Hoskins. Adames had three hits and drove in three. Hobie Milner got the win in relief as the Brewers increased their lead in the National League Central Division standings to 7 games over the Cardinals. The team's newest starting pitcher, Frankie Montas, will take the mound for Milwaukee tonight. And first pitch for that contest will be at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:35. And as mentioned before the break, the Brewers have a new starting pitcher. That's because reports from Cincinnati indicate that the Reds made a trade with the Brewers for starting pitcher Frankie Montas. The Brewers will send outfielder Joey Weimer and pitcher Jacob Junis to Cincinnati. Montas is a 31-year-old right-hander who has pitched 93 and one-third innings in 19 starts, compiling an earned run average of 5.01. The Brewers are his fourth major league team. He started the season strong with six good starts and has trailed off since then. Also, Milwaukee Brewers right-hander Joe Ross has been activated from the injured list after missing more than 2 months with a lower back injury. The 31-year-old Ross has pitched in 9 games for the Brewers this season. Those represented his first major league appearances since August of 2021. Ross left a May 20th start against the Miami Marlins after the first inning because of a lower back strain. He went on the injured list the next day. Ross has had his second Tommy John surgery, and that was held in June of 2022. And as the Packers enter week 2 of training camp, coaches say left tackle Rasheed Walker is doing a good job of keeping the important position in the lineup. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich says Walker has an edge about him. Stenovich says Walker plays like he has a chip on his shoulder. The 6'6", 324-pound lineman is entering his third NFL season this fall. Stenovich says Walker still has a learning curve as he works on improving his technique. He played his college football at Penn State and was taken in the 7th round of the 2022 NFL draft. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.